With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Ida, Neil Atkinson.
Bouncing as he goes.
Bouncing as he goes.
What
does that mean? Can't help himself. It means exporting the track so that it's in a usable form for you to be able to edit and put the thing together.
I see.
So I'm going to export each of the segments sort of as we go, because we're not doing this the way we normally do it, either A, at the tower, or B, of an evening. We're doing this over lunchtime.
We are.
Different vibe, innit?
Yeah, different type of hungry. I'm still hungry, but for a different meal.
What's the meal you're hungry for?
I have got slow cooker chicken thighs in like a spicy tomato sauce thing, and quinoa and rice.
I tell you what,
I eat well, don't I?
You do eat
well.
We talk
about this a lot.
We do.
I like eating and I like cooking, so.
It's a happy medium.
Yeah.
It's a good job both of those things are true. If it was just one.
Yeah.
Quinoa and rice, why?
Because you mix it together, don't you?
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never had quinoa.
It's boss.
Is it?
Yeah, I like it. It's delicious.
Is it delicious? Does it make you... So some foods make you feel good and some foods are good, taste good, and then the best foods are both.
Both.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
But then I think maybe it's quite bland. Like rice on its own isn't great, but rice with other stuff is delicious. I think quinoa's a kind of filler like that.
I really like the smell of rice. I decided this last night. It's
That's
one of my favourite
you're
smells.
Famously very good at rice.
Oh, yeah.
Rice to
so
me just smells like panic and
like
burning.
You cocked it up.
Yeah.
I had a day off yesterday and so watched a bit of daytime TV, and they have those like mad adverts for things that they don't bother trying to sell in the evening. And this one was you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you
and
mean.
Then, so this one,
I know there's products inside and out, John.
This one was like, it was part microwave, part grill in like a dish. So you just like seemingly just lash whatever in there that you want, like, and it microwaves it from the inside, but then grills it from the outside to give like, you know, the best of both. And they were like, you know, doing a, you know, taste test with steaks and stuff. See, you can't see the difference, you know, stuff like that. But one of the things they claimed to do was perfect rice, but it was like it was getting to the point where you can't just say you can cook anything.
You can't. Surely not.
Yeah.
I'm not
cooking steak and rice in the same
grilled
thing.
Rice. It's perfect.
Yeah. Just put rice and water in this electronic thing and walk away.
Just put bread and beans in and you get beans on toast.
Yeah. I was sceptical. But £39.99 plus postage if anyone's interested.
Is that a JML? Sounds JML-ish.
You think it was, yeah. Yeah.
They know what they're about, don't they?
Yeah, I watched it for
They've really cornered the market.
JML.
And stuff.
I still think about...
It'll be 25 quid in TJ's at Christmas.
My favourite ever JML product was the mandel candle. Loved the mandel candle.
That feels so much like something from 30 Rock.
What it was a candle that, as it burned, changed colour. And... We all got really obsessed with it, this one. You can't get it anymore. Every now and again...
Doesn't feel entirely safe.
No, every now and again, we try and I'll think, I wonder if I can get a mandel candle, and I'll look on eBay and Amazon, and they just don't exist anymore. But it used to be, you'd light it and it would change colour. And this something was like, it set the tone of the evening, set the mood for a party. So we used to just have loads of mandel candles when we were getting drunk. Anyway.
Yeah, talking about setting the mood. John, what are you opening the show with?
Oh, nice. Pale Waves, Television Romance.
Yeah.
That's Pale Waves with a Television Romance, John.
Yes, they're a band from Manchester, and that song was produced by The Gentleman from 1975. They're on the same label, and they went on tour together, and they were like, "We dig your sound, can we produce your next single?" And they went, "Yeah, sure, you're famous." That might not have been exactly how the conversation went.
I'd like to think it went like that.
So, yeah, they've done that, and yeah, they're good from Manchester, if I haven't said that already, and there's an album coming soon. They've got 3 shows as well. October 16th, they're playing in Birmingham, at the Hare and Hounds. 17th, they're playing the Bodega in Nottingham, and then the 18th, Manchester at Sound Control. Have you been to Sound Control, Adam?
Yes, I have. It used to be a guitar shop.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one by Oxford Road?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Is it all right, Adam?
Yeah, I can't remember what I've actually seen there as a gig, but it used to be all right as a guitar shop.
Yeah, the band I manage, I've got them a gig at Night and Day Cafe, which I'm quite excited about.
Oh, that's good. I've been there for ages.
Yeah. It's quite hard to get gigs in Manchester if you're a Liverpool band.
Is it?
I mean, I don't think they're just anti-Liverpool. I think they just...
They've built a canal for all the Manchester bands to go down. So
I think they just, you know, prefer their own bands. I might just say from Sheffield. But so, yeah, quite pleased with that.
Very good.
Singing my own praises a bit.
John. Come on. Let's all get in. Let's all back him to the hilt. Steph, how did your bank holiday weekend go in the end?
It was good.
Was it an unmitigated success?
I think so.
Apart from the Mackie's breakfast situation. Debacle.
Oh, fuck that. I know. How annoying is that? But I still had some Mackie's. Yeah.
Delivered?
So, yeah.
To your door?
Yeah. I've made my peace with this now. I'm fine with it. I think on a balanced point of view, having a Mackie's like once every 6 weeks is sound.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm
fine with it.
I'm absolutely fine with it. It's more than one every 6 weeks for me at the moment.
I've got a season ticket.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The breakfast timing still needs fine tuning. Because
like be available longer.
Yeah, well, you have to order before 10, and they've basically stopped taking orders by about 9:30.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so severe.
I think the best. Are you in
a no man's land then, where you can't order anything, or can you order the...
No, everything's greyed out.
Nothing. God, that's rubbish, isn't it?
I know. So I think it'd have to be a case of wake up, order, have a kip, wake up.
This is not what I am in a capitalist society for.
Look, let's think about it.
If we're going to do the capitalism, Adam, we should do it properly, shouldn't we?
We need everything to be available now.
Less than 6 months ago, if you wanted a Mackie's breakfast, you had to go to the drive-thru in your pyjamas. So we've come a long way. Wow.
In a short space of time.
Yeah.
From the bread line.
Yeah. Well, we'll get there. It's fine. We will. We'll get there.
So the weekend went well?
Yes. Yeah. I had a nice time. Can't even remember what I did now.
It was really long.
It was so long ago.
It wasn't just long ago. It was really long. It felt like that was a very long weekend.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like if it started on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. It went on for a really long time that weekend.
Well, mine started on Wednesday.
Forgot all my work passwords and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. Can't write.
Yeah. But I think it was good. And now there's no more until Christmas.
Mm. Yeah.
That's depressing, isn't it?
It's a stern run, isn't it? There's no getting away from the facts on this one.
Yeah.
Well, I was off Tuesday as well, so like this morning I was getting the training with my wife, and she was like, "What are you doing today?" And I was like, "Absolutely no idea." Maybe other people just tell me.
Yeah. What do you do? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But it's gone well so far. It's it's about 1 o'clock, and yes, still got a job.
It's all
done
taken
things,
over.
I've done things.
We'll talk about your barbecue on Monday in a minute.
Okay. You say we'll talk about your performance. Whoa!
We'll reflect on that.
Yeah, live
critique.
Yeah. Live appraisal. This is brilliant.
John,
I put you as underperforming. You're nearly at good.
I'm going to read you some 360 feedback.
Oh, hey.
Let's guess who this is from.
Yeah. the idea in our gaff we do 360 feedback is frankly terrifying.
I know.
It'd be absolute murder. I will talk more about the weekend in a minute then. But before then, we'll ask Steph Hennigan what she's going to play for us.
I'm going to play Bicep and Veil.
We'll be right back.
Bicep Veil.
Yes, that is off.
Belter.
That is off their album, which is out this Friday, the 1st of September.
Did you read the YouTube comments?
No.
beneath the song that you sent over.
Never read the comments.
No.
There was a lot of long debate about the nature of this album and whether or not it was going to be enough 90s style house or too much 90s style house and so on.
I've read a lot of YouTube comments over the weekend as part of my Taylor Swift research, and I'm kind of sick of them now.
How was the Swiftie research for you?
Intensive.
Do you feel like you've got it all done?
I feel like I understand every hidden Easter egg in that video now.
Would you say you were a Swiftian scholar?
I wouldn't want to put that on me.
You wouldn't want that pressure?
No.
There's a bit of a drama over how she's selling tickets for a tour.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
So the idea behind it is that that she rewards loyal fans, so it's part of people trying to tackle touting. That's how it's being billed. So basically you earn points from buying things from Taylor Swift, and then you're like, well, look, they love Taylor Swift, so they're proper fans, so they can go. And it feels like she's just trying to make more money.
Hell. That is not nice, is it?
She's Queen Snake. I think this is apparent now.
It is apparent.
She is Queen of the Snakes. And this whole thing, like the video, we spoke about, the video hadn't come out last show, had it?
The video hadn't come out last show, I don't think. No, not quite.
No.
The song was out, the video
wasn't.
The
song was out, the video wasn't. And the video is, just because I know we spoke about the song in the last show, but I can't remember what I said because I was very tired.
So it was bang average.
Bang average, that sounds about right. But the video
bang
is...
average, but the right said Fred aspect was pleasing.
Yes. Listen to a lot of that this weekend.
We have smashed a barbecue. Almost sponsored it.
Just listen to right said Fred.
Yeah. It's so fucking brilliant, though.
Yeah.
It is. It's so brilliant.
I'm going back to Carly Rae Jepsen, I think.
I never stopped Carly Rae. Like, Carly Rae is the queen, and then...
I felt like I was carried along by other people's Taylor Swift love.
I think what happened with Taylor Swift is because she moved from country into pop and everyone was like, wow, this is really good. And then we didn't appreciate that she was basically a really terrible girl.
Yeah.
So the video is all very knowing, and it's kind of like, yes, I'm a snake and no one trusts me and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, but you are. It's all like, look what you made me do. I'm like, but it's your fault. You did it. And she has some really bad hairstyles in it, doesn't she, Neil?
Very much so. There's one in particular that I'm traumatised by. Yeah, it was awful, to be honest with you. I'm very rarely a man who would cast aspersions on things like that, but one in particular, one look, full look, not just the hairstyle, I think it's the whole look.
Like Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, it's dreadful. And she could need to have a good long think about things in that regard. Not that she has to look good, because I'd like her to look good, just that in general. What on earth is going on there? That's Swiftie dealt with again. 2 weeks on the bounce.
Yeah.
God knows where we'll be next. But when you have got one,
I'm
going
to put it on hold now until the album comes out, which I'm interested to hear, just because I love drama.
You do love drama.
Yeah, I'm a messy bitch who loves the drama. I don't know if you get that reference. It's Joanna the Scammer. Anyway, I'll listen to the album, but I think that she's not as clever as you think she is. Or maybe she is, and we're all just falling for it. Who knows?
Who knows? John?
Hello.
How was your week? Oh, no, we're not going to do that. We'll do that in the next part. Adam, gig of the week.
John, balls to your week.
As you were.
Yeah. yeah, gig of the week. It's Manchester.
Oh,
Yeah, it's for my friend Mark in Manchester.
Hiya, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
And it's always, I like Always, we've played them a few times.
I love Always.
We play, their best one's Archie Marry Me, which is a great song. One of the best songs of the past few years.
Do you think it's Archie Marry Me, do you?
Yeah, jangly indie songs, that's the best one for ages, I reckon. Don't you?
I'm trying to find my favourite Always song I've got on a playlist, but I forgot what it's called. Oh, hello. Blind by Hercules and Love Affair to Belter. It's not that.
True pros.
Yeah.
Sending this one to Sony.
As ever.
We're building the show live.
We can talk about it again afterwards, but this one by...
that's the best ads.
By
Always. A lot of playlists on here.
Is Dream Tonight.
Rode here on the bus. Now you're one of us. It was magic hour. So you
It is always with Dreams Tonight.
Dreams Tonight, not and Dreams is, Tonight. I said Dreams Tonight.
Yeah, it is Archie Marry Me. I got confused, so apologies.
That's the best one.
That is Neil's apology of the week.
Steph's new favourite feature on this show.
Stay tuned next week to see what he fucks up.
Can we see all of Neil's mistakes on a weekly basis and Steph can pick her favourites and then we can talk about it?
I think every week. A bit like how Man and Adam's album of the year is going to be War on Drugs forever.
Yeah.
I think mistake of the week will always be the Lizzie Doyle one for Steph, I think, in her heart.
It was great. You know, it was the one that kicked it off. And it'll be hard to beat it.
So, yeah, the gig itself is on the 7th of September at Gorilla in Manchester. Whoa. So Manchester is the gig of the week place. Always aren't from Manchester, but they have managed to get a gig there, John.
They're doing better, I would say.
You know, well done to them as well. Well done all round.
Yeah,
yeah, they are doing all right. Yeah, so they are doing some other gigs as well that time.
A tour, some would say.
A tour, yeah, but you can Google it. They're playing End of the Road, but I think that's before this is on, this weekend just coming. So.
If you do Google it, remember it's two Vs, not a W. Just remember that.
In Google?
Yeah, Google.
So, John, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, so I had a quiet Saturday.
Which was wise.
I had a quiet Saturday as well. I think you had to.
Yeah, Sunday I was godfather at christening. Christenings are funny, aren't they? I love the way they just do loads of kids now, most of them. So there was like seven different kids, and like
was there?
Yeah, that's what they do most of the time now. Yeah. They smashed them.
Did they all know each other?
No.
Right. Oh, so it's part of a normal service, and then they just bang loads of kids in the front.
You can do a normal service sometimes, and then do them at the end.
It was fairly in and out. Like they were just you know, drenching kids and lashing them. But it's funny because like obviously different families take it like different levels of seriousness. I need to be careful here actually because I was spotted by a listener who messaged me later
saying you weren't taking it seriously enough.
No, saying like, oh, I saw you with that Christian, and he was like with one of the other families. So I don't want to kind of slag anyone off, but
it's implied.
Here goes.
It's obviously implied at this stage.
I think some people are like, oh, this is nice, and then there was like some people who, you know, had like, you know, there was one woman who like looked like she was dressed for their own wedding. You know, it was just like,
it's not wrong with making an effort.
I know, yeah. So, but yeah, it was good. And the fellow who did it was, you know, good.
Did you announce Satan in all his ways?
Oh, I had to, yeah, because I was godfather. Yeah, the Catholic one's heavy, because I've done Church of England.
Not last really, are they?
No, they're like, oh, just be good. Just be sound. And where's, you know, I felt uncomfortable with parts of it.
Yeah, did it really make you question yourself?
Yeah. And why I've been picked. So, but then we went to like a good do after, watched the game on a screen and stuff, and then went out to town and saw quite a lot of you. And amongst other people.
Did I see you, Steph?
No.
I don't think I did.
Why did you think you did?
I was just wondering, because I knew you were out and I was out, and then I thought, did I see Steph? I was drunk.
No.
Everyone was drunk.
I was very drunk.
Tam
was so drunk.
Yeah.
So that was Sunday. And then Monday, we had a barbecue.
Do you know how drunk I was? I walked out from the karaoke place decanting the white wine back into a bottle.
I stole the rest.
As a future date. Yeah. The karaoke white wine, for God's sake. It was
well.
The worst
I
wine
I managed
ever.
One mouthful, even though I was drunk. I'm like, I can't drink any of that.
Yeah, we wanted to leave, and I was like, well, just take the wine with us. And took
what
the
were
wine
we going to do?
That is what we were.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I didn't think about that now. So we did, because I woke up next morning, I was like, why is there red wine glasses everywhere? And Prosecco and gin and all sorts. And it was like, oh, yeah, I robbed it, didn't I?
I was having that karaoke wine.
It's the worst.
No, wait, don't waste any wine. Yeah, and then so Monday we had a barbecue in ours for Laura's birthday, which was really nice. It was 2007, I think I've talked about this last week, 2007 Leeds themed, so we played a lot of music kind of from them, but then, you know, deviated. We played your, remember you gave me a Greg Wilson mix once, CD, and you dropped it around.
Yeah, that's right.
I put that on, went down really well, because I thought this is quite like any festival.
Yeah.
And you know, music's quite, you know, of the time. So put that on, it was really good. And then, yeah, we had a really nice time. It was lovely. I took yesterday off to kind of, like, recover and clean the house. And I sort of spoke to my next door neighbour and said, "Oh, sorry about the noise." He went, "No, it was lovely hearing so much laughter."
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that a nice thing?
What a nice attitude. Really passive aggressive.
No, he wasn't. No, he's not like that.
Probably
he's,
was.
He's not.
Such loud laughter until the early hours.
No,
loved
he was,
it.
He wouldn't bother.
That is quite a glass half empty attitude. That man's reaction, I have to say it, Steph.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably a prick. Yeah, that was nice.
What's the what was the end game with the unicorn / paddling pools arrangement?
What do you mean?
Well, have you drained the paddling pool?
No, I haven't.
Is the unicorn still swimming in it?
No, I've deflated the unicorn, and I didn't think I was going to go back in the box, but I have. So it was quite. Yeah.
Why? What are you taking it back?
No, it was my sister's. So okay. So like, I'll put it back in the box so that she can come round for it. I presume she'll have other uses for it. Then. You know, future events, hers. And then, but no, I haven't. The paddling pool's the one thing where I just decided it was too big a job. Michael Biggs messaged me yesterday and said, "How are you going to drain that?" And I was like, "I hadn't even thought about that." Yeah. So we did like a couple of.
I was thinking about that on Monday. I was thinking, how's he going to deal
with
this?
I'm glad you didn't bring
it up.
Did you
just tip it into the grass?
It's a lot of water.
Yeah.
It's a small garden.
Tip into the grass, it sounds. Grass needs water.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it does.
I know that.
We're not arguing with. I don't think he's arguing with the facts on that one, to be honest with you, to be fair to him.
I don't know.
But it did, like.
So no, it does.
So we did, like, I had, like.
Photosynthesis.
That...
don't think so.
I had boxes that we were using to, like, have beer and ice and stuff.
For me.
I did two of them to the grid, and it just didn't make a dent.
Honestly, just think. Lash it on the grass. It'll be made up. That'll be their bank holiday.
Yeah. So I'll tell my gift out a go. I mean, it's better than
it's literally
waiting
what
for
it
to
do.
Evaporate.
Yeah,
I think you can do some of that at least, and then maybe try to move it around a little bit rather than just have a swamp slap bang in the middle.
Yeah.
All right, this is Pegboard Nerds X Moto Pony with a song called Free. It feels like I made that up.
Yeah.
It's all true. That's literally what everybody's called, and it's great. Pegboard Nerds, X Moto Pony 3. They're all from the Scandinavian. Don't say stupid under your breath like that, Steph. Come on.
I didn't.
Didn't you?
No.
What did you say?
Stuart?
He said something about cheese and I said I miss cheese.
Oh, right, that's right. Fair enough. I mean, I wouldn't want to mock you for the missing of the
I
cheese.
I did say something about cheese as well. Yeah. Confirm that story.
Okay.
He's having cheese rolls and I miss it.
You miss cheese. You do miss cheese. What if you could have any cheese? One more go at any cheese.
Oh, God, don't like think about
dangerous.
This far too much.
Go on, what
cheese? There was a cheese, I'm just leaving one cheese.
Yeah, you get one cheese. You can only have one.
I think I'd probably just go for like a really, really, really mature cheddar. Something with loads of flavour.
It's the best one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just because I like all cheeses, but let's go with the one that I miss the most.
I think it probably annoys the French that we've got the best one. They've got loads of others and they're quite like fancy about it, but we've got the best one and that's all we really need.
Mm.
That's not what they'd say if you asked them.
No.
But I think that's the case.
Do you think they know deep down, Adam?
Yeah.
They'll never admit it.
I really like how the French are about food and wine, though. Did I tell you that I know someone from France who had a wine from somewhere in the New World and he said he had a headache for 3 months? Was drinking some non-French, like Chilean wine. Oh, it's terrible.
I love that.
All right, Joe, what are you playing for us next?
Just try the karaoke one.
I know.
That was new, new world.
I think, mix of worlds, I think.
I think it was from Wiltshire.
I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, I can get it up if you want, or you can just tell me.
It's White Room, the Blue.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, White Room, the Blue.
We'll be right back.
White Room the Blue. I keep starting, so if you can hear little bits when I say something.
It's like a remix.
It's not quite as fast as the studio I'm used to using.
It'll be fine.
Go on, what do we know about White Room?
Well, it's funny because I thought they sounded quite Liverpool, and then you pointed out that on the comments someone had said basically like, they sound a bit like the Beatles if the Beatles had had a proper go.
If the Beatles just kept evolving their sound. as though the Beatles just stopped in 62.
Just that She Loves You, and then thought, that'll do. Do loads more of that. So that was quite funny. But no, they sound quite Liverpool to me, but they're actually from Brighton. So there we go. I'll see if they've got any shows, if you like.
In the meantime, I'm going to talk about... I've had three now. We don't talk about football on the show, obviously, but this isn't about football. I've had three messages now from Steph Hennigan about the devastation that she feels about Gareth Barry leaving Everton.
Oh, fuck off, Neil!
It's dead funny. You're just gutted you can't see him anymore, aren't you, really?
I keep remembering and then feeling dead sad.
That you're not going to get to look gaze upon Gaz Baz's cheekbones.
No, you know, like,
he'll come back.
I don't know. I don't think he will. I feel like I need to get
over. No, I just meant with West Brom.
Yeah, but that'll be horrible.
It's not the same,
that's like seeing your ex with someone else. You'd be like, fucking hell, the kib of her.
But it's an ex that's been out with loads of other girls, to be fair. He's a journeyman of an ex.
Oh,
he has been there a while, I suppose.
Yeah, he has been there a while. But I just keep...
He's got itchy feet, though.
What?
He needs to flutter his eyelashes at other clubs.
It's those cheekbones.
Flutter his jaws and his... Yeah. Flutter his jawbones.
His icy glare.
Yeah.
I literally don't care who Everton sign as long as they have equal cheekbones to Gareth Barry. That's my only thing. I don't care how fast they are. I don't care if he ever scores a goal in the whole life.
Loads of Blues talking about replacing Lukaku, and all Steph's thinking about is we've got to get some cheekbones in here, lads. It's going to be a long, hard season.
It's a show at the moment. I feel ashamed for our side. Anyway. But yeah, I'll probably still text you, Neil, because
every realisation.
Yeah.
No more Gaz Baz. All right, this is one I feel as though I stole from Steph, even though I got him first.
You fucking did.
There we are. That sort of assertion might be the sort of reason why I feel like this is the case, even though it isn't.
I was literally going to put this, and then I realised you'd put it. I was like, oh, why do I bother?
Do you like it then?
Of course I do. I like Matthew Dear and I love Tegan and Sara.
And the song's called Bad Ones. I felt like it was quite neat.
I'm one of the best.
Matthew Dear, Bad Ones, Tegan and Sara, all together. Matthew Dear had an album earlier this year called Open when this was not on it, so this might just be a standalone thing. It's the absolute business, to be honest with you. Really enjoyed it today when I heard it, and it only got sweeter when I realised I'd snatched it from the clutches of Stephanie Hennigan.
You're a horrible person today, aren't you?
Am I horrible?
Horrible?
Am I horrible?
I am not a fan of Wednesday Neil.
Never usually have anything to do with him. No. This is why.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday when we're recording.
Yeah, this is Wednesday. I was about to say Tuesday. But it's Wednesday, apparently.
It's one of those bank holiday weeks.
Who knows what day it'll be tomorrow?
Just have to check when you get up.
See how it's all going.
Yeah.
So what's your banger, then?
I can't remember, mate.
Oh, excellent.
I'll tell you.
It's ASAP Mob and Raph.
I done came up, busting down the whole bag. Broke nigga step back, want your people nigga swag. Ain't even gotta ask, what are those, what is that? Please don't touch my wrath, please don't touch my wrath. I'm racked up like rappers, I'm wrapped up on camera. Get knocked out on camera, squeeze pump like asthma. It's rare wrath when I wear wrath, bare wrath when I wear wrath. Might invest into some rap shit, little nigga still shit wrath. And I'm dripping on rags, Rick gon' be the tag. Do the digital dash, yeah I'm boasting never brag. Please don't touch my rack, or the Chris Van Nash. Alessandra Gucci glasses, the WN is in collab. Yeah she pop it like a Mac, yeah she drop it on the bag. I'ma buy another bag, cause she always bring it back. Yeah you know how to make it last, plus a nigga keeping tabs. I'ma fly first class, Quavo hit him with the dab. Please don't touch my rack.
Hold on, step on my Ralph Simmons. Hold on, step on my Ralph Simmons. Hold on, step on my Ralph Simmons. Do you know how much I'm spending? My closet, it worth about a million. Took the little bitch off the runway. Now she naked in the kitchen. Ralph Simmons. All kind of crazy colors. Living color. Left wrist, roll it butter. Ice. Made some Margiela my sweater.
Margiela.
Mama told me never settle.
Mama.
Ralph Simmons, don't lace him.
Ralph.
Got your bitch, wanna date him.
I done came up, busting down the whole bag. Broke nigga, step back. Want your people, nigga, swag. Ain't even gotta ask.
What? What are those? What is that? Please don't touch my wrath. Please don't touch my wrath. Please don't touch my wrath.
Hold on, step on my Russ Simmons. Hold on, step on my Russ Simmons. Hold on, step on my Russ Simmons. Do you know how much I'm spending? My closet, it worth about a million. Took the little bitch out the runway. Now she naked in the kitchen.
ASAP Mob, Raph.
Yeah, there's loads of people in that.
As soon as possible, Mob. what Mob need that deadline sticking to very strictly?
ASAP Mob featuring ASAP Rocky.
Oh, as soon as possible, Rocky.
As soon as possible, Rocky.
Which fictional boxer is a stickler?
Playboi Carti, Quavo, and Frank Ocean apparently, but I don't know. It sounds like Frank Ocean's on there. Little Uzi, fucking all sorts. The ASAP Mob album has got so many guests on it that you just kind of give up in the end.
Well, they are a mob.
They are a mob, and they have mates, and that's from, I think it's called Cozy Tales, Volume 2. And
there's no way they're touring.
What?
There's no way they're touring.
It was a logistical nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're not getting Frank to turn up for fucking anything.
No, we're not even a rehearsal.
No.
This wood's not going to cut itself, says Frank, when challenged.
Oh, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. Still furious at that. That's
fat.
8 hours of watching someone build a staircase. Anyway, but I like that. I like the as soon as possible pop.
That now feels like it should happen.
Yeah. that's their tribute act.
That'd be a fantastic tribute act. Speaking of which,
when I'm
in New York, we're going to go and see a Guns N' Roses tribute act.
Brilliant.
When are you going to New York?
I'm going to New York on Friday.
What are they called?
I don't know. I'll try and find
out. Runs and Gozes.
That'd be good.
Some with a Z.
Appetite for GNR or something.
Yeah.
I'll find that out. And in the meantime, we can have your next song, Adam.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all right. I know what it is, really. It is going to be something in French. It is Dilarama Saison Estivale. Thank you.
Adam, say the name of that again. You did so well before.
It's Saison Estival, and it's by Dillarama. Yeah, just looking at it again, like Dylan, but without the N. Dillarama. It's one chap. He's from Montreal.
Quite
a lot of stuff in Montreal, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of just cultural capital, as far as I'm aware. I haven't been.
Didn't you go when you were on your
journey? No, everybody told me I should have gone. When I was in Toronto, everyone was like, oh, missing out, aren't you? Should have gone to Montreal. It's much better. Or not better, but more fun. It's a party town.
More fun is generally better.
Yeah.
More fun is always better.
Like if you want to set up some sort of like banking business, then do it in Toronto. That would be better. But,
okay.
I haven't got any dates or anything like that.
But, I'm not asking you for them. Don't you worry.
Okay.
You just take it easy.
I don't reckon he's got any though.
Okay.
Not over here.
Don't bother googling it.
Well, you can Google it. He's got a band camp. That's where he got that song. It's good.
He's got a band camp. Pretty exciting. We'd all like a band camp at some point. But where was I anyway? I'm going to play something now as we're rattling through. I'm going to play Sashay, and this song's called Melted Wires.
Sashay? As in Sashay Away?
Away.
I'll just start the song now. The album's called Portion Control. It's Sashay. They also have a band camp, and that song was Melted Wires. And I think it's the absolute business. I am looking forward to listening through the whole album.
Yeah, I like that as well. I like all those names you just said too. Portion Control, Sashay, Melted Wires.
Yeah, everything.
They're all drag queens.
Felt like it was all for you, Adam. To be honest,
what's your drag queen name, Steph? If you've got one, have you ever thought of it?
Portion Control.
Portion Control. I decided once that mine would be Hot Rocks.
Hot Rocks.
Yeah, I think it's quite
good.
But
with loads of X's.
Yeah.
Loads of T's and loads of X's.
Yeah, and yeah. I'd wear a trackie with hot rock holes in it.
I like it.
I like the fact that he's done work. I feel like he's gone away and done work on this. John, you're playing us out. You're ending the show for us this week.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? I'm playing Dave, aren't I? I've played Dave before, and I think I mainly just like the fact that there's a rapper called Dave.
But this song's great.
No, it is really good. Yeah, it's called Tequila.
I really, really like the fact that it was called Dave and that it's called Tequila.
Yeah. It made
it hard to find stuff on Google that when I was on the look before, I got more information.
It's quite a variation from the Terrorvision original as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nothing like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Galway Girl all over again.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Has anyone explained that yet? Is your mate to explain himself?
Yeah, I think he's enough time. Himself.
He needs to come out and say.
What an idiot. He's just heard those words and thought, that's a good name for a song. That's what I reckon.
When I was doing all my Taylor Swift research, I fell into a bit of a pop culture black hole over the weekend.
Spent
too much time than I would have liked. Now I know all of Ed Sheeran's tattoos and they are all dreadful. He has a thing of ketchup.
Terrible.
And all so dreadful.
Because people were posting that picture of him pretending it was Conor McGregor, so I looked at his tattoos as well.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
So if you want to waste some time, there's quite a lot to go at.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, Dave?
Tequila.
Yep. Have we got any info on it?
No, I thought that was good.
It was great.
Yeah.
I ruined it.
Well, no, it was good. I was thinking it might be one of those songs where he's singing about the life he'd like to have. Do you reckon he goes to all those places? He says he plays FIFA.
I reckon he plays FIFA.
I was trying to work out whether or not the girl's actually on FIFA. So he's moving around different places. So she's on FIFA, if you know what I mean. She's like a fictional character that you get as a footballer if you play, create your own footballer.
Sounds
on FIFA.
A bit like Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
I liked I'm abroad, WhatsApp only. I think that's another line. I thought that's a good line.
It's a great line.
Yeah.
It's a belter. Yeah. We loved it. Should we do the thing again that we just did a minute ago, John, Dave?
Tequila.
My Spanish girl, Valeria, super freaky, but she acting diva. And all she wants to do is tease a boy. That's why she give me neck kisses when I'm playing FIFA. My Latina, Angelina, Colombiana, come from Medellin. And all she cares about is weed and sex. Half the time we ain't even speaking, but if I ain't feeling it, then I'm swerving. My new girl got my old girl hurting. The last ex that I had was a lighty, but the next ex that I get is a German. That's an X5 or a 6 roll. I'll get it cocaine white like a gringo. I got a link at Stony for clothes, so this really that I own cost ocho cinco. With my Spanish girl playing FIFA, nice tequila, si señorita. WhatsApp only, I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills, I might phone Janita. With my Spanish girl playing FIFA, nice tequila, si señorita. WhatsApp only, I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills, I might phone Janita. Dinero's what I'm out to get, sombrero, I get hat and then I'm out again. Got an A1 chica with a drive like a 3 liter, that's what she needs, D4 like the alphabet. I'm exclusive, not for anyone, and many girls want a disc and they ain't getting none. I told my baby don't worry what hoes say, cause me and you both know you're the special one. And if I can't get a ring for your hand, you can leave Chelsea and fly into Milan. You click once, I'ma give you what you want, but you still won't ask for a thing from a man. Do you think that you can tell a guy to give you the world when you can't do a thing for a man? My baby don't judge me for breaking the law with squares. She was there taking trips to the bank with my Spanish girl playing FIFA. Nice tequila, si señorita. WhatsApp only, I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills, I might phone Janita. With my Spanish girl playing FIFA. Nice tequila, si señorita. What's that only? I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills, I might phone Janita. If I ain't feeling it, then I'm swerving. My new girl got my old girl hurting. The last ex that I had was a lighty, but the next ex that I get is a German. That's an X5 or a 6 though. I'll get it cocaine white like a gringo. I got a link at Stony for clothes, and it's really that own cost ocho cinco. With my Spanish girl playing FIFA, that's tequila, si senorita. What's that only? I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills, I might phone Janita. With my Spanish girl playing FIFA, that's tequila, si senorita. What's that only? I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills, I might phone Janita.
Network.